number of your ambassadors, but you probably didn't know that.
Oh, yes, I did. Now, I knew it very much.
Yeah.
I tried to reach you, and they said you wouldn't be back till the 19th, and I hope for you to call, and I can't get you to call. I guess I got to send the FBI.
I got no such message.
Well, that's another weakness of the automobile worker.
I see.
I'm going to talk to you about Michigan.
Well, I'd be very happy to come in any time you'd like me to.
I'm leaving for Texas in the morning to go to Bill Green's funeral. Now, Phil, Manning Williams, and Neil Stabler, Billy Jeffries, and John Swenson, all of them, they've got trouble in the governor's race. And I want to ask you what I'll do about it, if anything.
Well, I think what we ought to do is persuade Soapy Williams to take it on.
Well, why don't you do it?
Well, if I'm...
I'm telling him to come on and take it on. If he'll take it on and go on the way, and he loses, we'll put him in something better than he's got.
Well, I'm quite willing to take that chore on. I think that's the way out. Because if you they fragmentize the party by having a half dozen people vying for it, then we'll divide our forces. But Soapy could unite the party, and I think could win.
In Michigan affairs, if for reasons you won't understand.
I
follow your judgment, and if you get on the phone and tell him that he's got to do it, that's the only way we can win, and if he has any doubts, consult me, and he'll get something better than he's got. If he loses, we'll go that way, period.
Well, that's fair enough, and I'll go to work on that.
Now, number two, my State of the Union. Would you give me 500-600 words that you think might be good for the State of the Union?
They're very happy to.
Now, number three, we can't call this program poverty. I'm closing up all these arcade bases, and I'm stopping the WPA atomic bomb projects where we're building atomic bombs that we don't need, and I'm going to try to give them to for human needs. But I've got to have a name for it besides poverty. So I wish you'd think about that a little bit, and whether we do it for the underprivileged, the 0.1 or something else. And then we're going to put kids working for the highway departments and education projects, and we're going to spend several hundred million on that I save on the military. Over.
Very good, very good. All right, sir, I'll do that. I'll be in touch with you.
He wants to leave and come back to Detroit. He says he can't afford it anymore. I'd like to get some able, good-looking, brilliant young Negro to take over equal opportunities. I'd like to have your recommendation on that.
Okay. When is Hobart planning on leaving?
Well, he wants to leave any day. He's wanted to leave for 6 months, but he's the best we've got, and I wish I could subsidize him. God damn it, I wish you all would hire him when he gets out of something, because he's got a wife teaching school out there, and he's the only fellow I know that coordinates everybody, and he gets a memo in here every day telling us to do things that we've forgotten to do, and he's quiet and dignified and smart as hell. But he just says he can't live on what he's getting.
Yeah, I appreciate his difficulty.
Well, you just try to find me somebody that's as good. I need a good Negro in that job. And he knows everybody. He knows where all the bodies are. He'll do anything you tell him to do or anything I tell him to do. But he just can't live off of $18,000, $19,000. He's got a wife teaching school in Detroit. Maybe if he thought when he gets back that you'd use him in some conciliation work or something, maybe you'd get him started. Unless you talk to him anyway. I want that to break out of him now and start filling all that thing, because I've got this civil rights coming up, and Dick Russell says he's got 70 votes against cloture. I think he has, so we got to do it down on civil rights. And the first thing we got to do is get that tax bill out of the way so it won't be defeated by 1 to 6, 7 months. Now, I know you had the thought that we could use some business pressure that if the tax bill was behind it, he'd pass civil rights, but there ain't no business pressure for the tax bill. I can't find it. I've had them all. They don't give a damn. Paul Douglas is even getting ready when he's going to be against the tax bill.
Wow.
And we're in danger on the tax bill, so I think I can get it out in 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, and get it passed maybe in another week or 10 days, and then I think we'll just debate civil rights at Christmas. Around the clock, if you fellas can put a little steel in Mansfield's spine or you go around that clock. That's the only thing that's ever going to be Dick Russell.
That's right. You got to wear them out.
All right. Well, you're going to have to take Mitchell down here and come down here. And these folks got to want to pass it as much as I do. And won't pass it as much as the Southerners won't defeat it. That's the only thing they win. We got 2-1 votes, but they just got to realize that this is it.
I quite agree, and I think you can get them to do that. I think you can get them to really knuckle under and stay with it.
Can't you talk to Paul Douglas and get him to help us pass the tax bill?
I don't think there's any question about it. We can talk to him.
Well, now, you please do it, Walter.
I'll do that.
Whatever you want me to do, I'll get behind it. But you talk to Hoover and tell him that he's got no business coming back. Let's get the economy going. Stay here a little longer. Get around and talk to him and help him some, and he can be your agent down here. They can't be a bad man in this town, and then Hoover, if he's got no leadership, I just haven't got time to give it to him now. I'm here at the office tonight and haven't got half my mind signed.
Yeah, well.
You talk to Hoover and Paul Douglas, and then tell me what you want to do on this other thing after you talk to Soapy. I don't want mess in Michigan.
No.
I'll do anything you want me to do.
Very good. Well, I'll go to work on that right away. And when you get back from Texas, I'll be in touch with you.
That's right. You come in and have breakfast with me some morning.
Very good. And have a good holiday with your family.
Thank you, Walter.
Thank you.
You think we're doing well?
I think you're doing excellent.
Don't you get the horn about all this crap about the company. What I'm doing is taking from the hills and giving the hills.
I know what you're doing.
I'm trying to get enough money in my budget. Get this budget down, and I'll stop the top of the we got 150 Russian submarines. We got 4,090 submarine nuclear weapons that cost $500,000 apiece, and we're still building them out of order. So I'll save $25 million now and give it to Grandma on some poverty project.
Well, you're 100% right on that.
Well, I just don't want these liberals to get off and go to cussing it before they know what I'm doing.
Well, I think they can be made to understand, and I understand.
If the government doesn't tell them that we're heading and coming, go.
Very good.
Okay.
All right, and have a good holiday.
Thank you.
Bye.